world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah. I don't know about you. Eclipses, blue moons. The only moons shining around here is when I got out of the shower today. That's the only moon shining over here. The sun's coming up. The clouds are there. You can't see the sun. You can't see the moon. You can't see any of it. So those of you out there who are enjoying shooting the moon, I guess that's what it would be. God bless you. And maybe tonight, I think there's an eclipse tonight, but if it clears up out here, maybe we'll be able to watch it too. So it's all good. Man, a lot of stuff to talk about. Just always a lot of stuff to talk about. And I'm trying to get some focus here. Mary Beth wants to say something. Go ahead, Mary Beth. It better be important.
I just wanted to say that eclipse was this morning, and I was going all around in my town, and I couldn't find it, and I'm all bummed out about it. So it's not tomorrow. It was New Zealand tomorrow. It was in New Zealand. Bummer.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I'd have walked out and looked out for 2 minutes and said, boy, that's pretty, and then I'd gone back inside. So it really isn't that big of a deal. I'm gonna do a couple things today. I got some great stuff today. Don't you seem like I always say that, don't I? I always say that. But I really have some great stuff. I want to say again, just appreciate all of you being out there. And differences of opinions, different theologies, yada yada yada. I get it. And just pray that when you come in, that you take your hat and just set it aside. And we're all in here together, trying to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. All good with that? Okay. Here's really what's going on. I made notes to myself here, Coach. Come on. Hey, listen. This is important. Sorry, Spence. I went to bed really early last night, so I ought to be able to go. One of our listeners, I would really, really appreciate this, by the way. Yeah, Paul, keep my moon to myself. I will, brother. I will. That'd be a sight for sore eyes. That'd make anybody sick. One of our listeners, Kim, contacted me, and she said, Coach Dave, I'd kind of like to get a prayer team going for Coach Dave Live. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. She says, those of us I'm just kind of paraphrasing what Kim said, you know, a lot going on, a lot of attacks, front cutting edge. And one of my gifts is prayer. And I'd like to form a prayer team. So let me get it here. Where is it, Coach? I'm going to get her prayer. I'm going to put your email in here if I can find it. And I can find it. There it is. Hang on.
Okay.
And folks, if you're interested, Kimberly, I would really, really appreciate anybody who would be willing to do that. Yeah, Jeff, do that, Spencer. Put that in the chat or take a picture of it, whatever. If you're interested in being on a prayer team to cover Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt, and what we're doing, just contact Kimberly. If you would do that. And I really feel that, you guys, I've been telling you for a couple of weeks, we're in a crucible. This thing can still go either way. And most of us really are kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? We're influenced by our theology. One version of the theological argument is it's only going to get worse and it's all over. And the other theology is that God's men are going to show up and we're going to fight this thing. Heaven's going to come on earth. And so there's two theologies that are at work here. And the attacks have been, you know, they're real. So we'd be interested in praying for Coach Dave Live and our family or whatever. Get a hold of Kimberly. And Kimberly, I appreciate you making that offer to do that for us, because I believe it.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Thanks.
We need covered for sure. Okay. So, Spencer, did you see, I sent you to him today and say, use this one. Okay. I think you probably did. I added some stuff at the end of it. So, oh, stupid me. There's her email. Let me take you on a tour here real quickly. Can I do that? I know I can. It's my show. I'm feeling a real shifting of, we've kind of, whoever you want to blame, I'm not blaming anybody. We've kind of been distracted, off target a little bit. And I want to do a little bit of history with you and invite you. You can take it down now, Spence. I want to bring up two websites that maybe a lot of you really even didn't even know anything about. And both of them are kind of dead on Facebook because they just haven't. We got to make these things alive again. Spencer, if you would, pull the other one up first. Pull the other one up first. The Facebook page called the Salt and Light Brigade. Did you guys know that was out there? And there's a lot of old stuff there. I started this a long time ago. In fact, we're streaming on it right now. You can see me right there streaming on it. But this was the Salt and Light Brigade, which is really what we started out this whole thing to be. Ray LeBlanc was part of the Salt and Light Brigade. Randy was part of the Salt and Light Brigade. Mark Trump was part of the Salt and Light Brigade. And we've kind of got off course, and we need to resurrect this thing. Hey, Spence, if you would, put that link in the chat so people can check it out on their own. And people have been, some folks have been posting at the Salt and Light Brigade. I haven't posted on the Salt and Light Brigade, and I don't even know how long. And this is what I think we need to resurrect, the Salt and Light Brigade. Just scroll down there a minute, Spence, so they get a feel for what some of the stuff that was going on with the Salt and Light Brigade. Can you scroll down there a second? So there you go. And look, all stuff is about Hillary, and we were on the road, and we were going out, and we were raising up a standard, and Russ Dizdar, and L.A. Marzulli, and baptizing people, and having events, and all that kind of stuff. And we've kind of gotten away from it. And that's why I said, golly, you know what? I go through this. I can't believe, Stephen, some of these faces, where are these guys? What happened to these guys? The Salt and Light Brigade. There's me and Todd sitting in the back seat. And I believe it's time to resurrect this idea of the Salt and Light Brigade. Boy, I had a big belly there. Look at that. Look at these people that we used to turn out into the streets. United States Courthouse. Look at that. Stuff we used to regularly do. We got to get back to it. We have to get people back out on the streets. Okay, look at a little kid down with the cross hat on. Family events. We brought people out. Okay? I think it's important that we do it again. That we reignite this. Oh, what happened to him? Where are all these people? Look at this room full of what? Oh, yeah. That's what we did. Cal Zastro. Rusty Thomas. What? What? Michelle, boy, was she cute then. Me, fat guy beside her. Oh, look at the Columbus media. Go back that one. Go back that one. Go back. There's Flip. Go back. Right. No, one more. Look at that. This is the hit job that the local media did on me. Protester Dave Dobmer objected to a perimeter around health clinics. I'm going to be standing in the street. So, okay. So you with me? Elizabeth Johnson at the top. I want to resurrect this. We don't need to build something new. It's here. It's already there. This is the Salt and Light Brigade, okay? Now, hang on. Then that morphed into what we called the Equal Justice Tour. And I want to reignite this. The Equal Justice Tour. Look, put it at the top there, Spence. Start at the top again. Here's what we started it for. Indict Hillary for her crimes. That's how the Equal Justice Tour began. Now, Spencer, I don't know. Is there a way to determine for us to see when this happened? Is there a place to when did we start this? Does it say? I mean, it's been a long time, folks. Been a long time ago. And evidently people are still in them putting stuff on it. Equal Justice Tour. It was lively, man. Same stuff. Going to the streets, went to Hillary's house, we went and did stuff, man. 2019, I think maybe, well, there's one, but it's before that. So it's kind of laying there dormant, a call for equal justice. So that's what I was talking about yesterday when I said we need to begin organizing monthly, regional monthly events. I want to go out to Oklahoma. I want to go to Maine. I want to go to the Carolinas. I want to go help you guys build a brigade, ignite what we're trying to do. You with me on it? I don't know how we pull all this stuff back together, but these websites are still there. We do not have to reinvent the wheel. Okay? We don't have to. And I'm going to try here over the next week. I'm going to try to book out the next 12 months. We're going to go someplace every month and have an event. And so I would say to, pick out whoever it is. Randy, hey, Randy, we're going to come to Oklahoma on this date. And we're going to rent a place and we're going to come and we're going to draw men, particularly women too, in Oklahoma and wake them up. And so we're going to Oklahoma on June. And then in July, we're going to go to Maine. Jack, you're going to get it organized. We're going to advertise it, and we're going to find like-minded people, and we're going to get engaged. And then in the next month, July, we're coming to wherever, right? You get what's going on? We have got to engage, friends. We've got to engage, okay? So I'm really kind of, hey, Chad, we're coming to Texas. We're coming to Texas, Chad. We just got to get it on the gate because you know, the annual event is good, but some of you got to travel so far to the annual event. We want to build a brigade around you in your state. Pennsylvania, Adam, we're going to come to Pennsylvania. Bobby Lee, poor old Bobby Lee out there still slamming away. Let's get it back up and going. Let's rebuild it. Let's be real. Okay, cool. Let me look here one more time. And then really right now, what I want to do, hang on. I'm looking at something. Not going to go there yet. Not going to be kidding. Okay. Not going. Okay. I'm just going to open it up. I want to open it up and I want to hear from you, what you think we ought to be doing. And as you know, when we got back from Wisconsin, it was a great event, but there's no game plan in Wisconsin. We don't have a game plan. Now, I'm not blaming Rob Pugh or Ray. There's no game plan, is it, Ray? Is there a game plan up there? I mean, we got a bunch of people together, but we didn't put together a game plan. We didn't organize a brigade. And friends, Chad Estes said that we are picking up where the church left off. We are the church outside the church, and we got to get moving, man. We got to get moving. And so I'm going to shut up for a minute. And I'm just going to say, okay, what do you think? What do you think we ought to be doing? Mel, come on in.
Yeah, no, Mary I love Beth, the idea.
Hang on a minute, Mel. Hang on. Yeah. Mary Beth, your hand is still up. Did you want to, if you want, okay, there, I didn't think you wanted to. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, so I think it's a great
hang
idea.
Hang on, Mel. Yes. I interrupt for a living. This is your chance. This is your chance to tell us what you think. Go, Mel.
Yeah, so, but we have to deliver on a plan or a blueprint or something. Do you know what I mean? Like we can't complain that nobody else has a plan and then not have a plan, but it's hard because everything's changing all the time. So, I mean, maybe we get them out for an activity. However, we need to provide like a blueprint or something that's long lasting. That's not just a moment in time. So that's the challenge. But I mean, we have to, you know, if we're going to complain about other conferences, then we have to really think about how can we do this differently?
Amen. I'm with you, Mel. I'm with you, right? I've met the enemy and it's us. That's kind of way I see it. Look, I'm really, truly, listen. I want to hear from you. What you think. Now, look, at the end of the day, please understand this. I've invested 10 years of my life into this. And at the end of the day, I'm the coach. At the end of the day, I have to decide punt or grunt. I have to decide whether we go for it or what. I have to be the one who has to live with the game plan. Because at the end of the day, football coach now, if we lost because I made a bad decision, I couldn't sleep all weekend. If we lost because I made a decision that didn't work, that's a different thing. But so at the heart of all this stuff, got to buy in. We all got to buy in. We all got to trust it. If Ray LeBlanc says, Coach Dave, here's what we need to do in Wisconsin or wherever he is, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So we need to figure out a game plan. What's important? What should we do? And by the way, it doesn't have to be the same one in every state. What Randy may be doing in Oklahoma may be different from what Dave's doing in Michigan, and they may not be the same. But we have to train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry, which was the focus of this Equal Justice Tour and the Salt and Light Brigade. And because of COVID and all that stuff, we've kind of got away from it. And we have no unified effort, and we can't be successful if we can't get in a damn huddle and all run the same play. Come on in, Ray, and then John. Go ahead, Ray.
Coach, you remember the group called the Minutemen?
I do.
Right? Minutemen. Yep. They were ready in a minute to go wherever needed, right?
Hey, Ray, hang on a second. Hey, Spencer, Google right now. Go to Facebook and look for Minutemen United. This is another organization that JR and I started a long time ago, Minutemen United. Now, JR still uses that website some. He still uses it, but this is the one we set up. So it'll pop up there. Is that it? Minutemen United at the top. Click it. There we are. It's only 39 followers on it because we let it. And we had a website, MinutemenUnited.org. And JR is kind of using this website now. But, man, we've been all over the place, huh? Go ahead, Ray. I didn't mean to. Yeah, no, I meant to interrupt. I apologize for interrupting, but I meant to. Go ahead.
No, I didn't know you had that. That's great. But, yeah, a Minuteman being ready is in season, out of season. Next Saturday, all of a sudden popped up here in Marshfield is I saw an advertisement that anti-ICE group is going to come and they're going to protest right down the street from me. So I'm gathering a group, there a minute go. Man, and we're going to go out there with the American flag, or we're going to play God Bless America over the speakers across Amen. From them. And we're going to engage them. You know, we're ready in a minute. That's what we need Amen. To be. Right?
So, folks, one of the things that we want to do that I'm promising to these, however many of these things we get going, we want to promise you some financial support to help you get up and running. Help you get up. And if Ray needs to buy some advertising, whatever, to get it, we got to, folks, I found out last weekend that there's all kinds of guys that want to do it, but there's no organization. And I felt bad because I have, four organizations. We got it. And all politics is local. So it doesn't matter what I think here in Columbus, Ohio, Hebron, Ohio, doesn't matter what Thornville, Ohio, doesn't matter what I think here, that doesn't impact what's going on in Minnesota. Every area is unique. So there again, there's Minutemen United sharing the love, hope, and truth of Jesus Christ, regardless of the consequences. And JR is sort of using that website, and that's okay. That's no big deal, but these are all out there, and we can still use them. So we need a steering committee. We need a group of people. So let's make this look. I can't build a brigade in Minnesota. You have to, but we're willing to help. I can't build a brigade in San Diego, but I'm willing to help you do that. I can't build a brigade in Oregon, but I'm willing to help you do that. I can't build a brigade in Massachusetts, but I'm willing to help you do it. At some point. Some of you are going to have to pick up. Going to have to pick it up. All right, John, come on in. Yeah, John's saying, you got to unmute yourself, John. Hit okay, that mic. There you go.
There you go. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try to get something going in Minnesota here. We're going to pray. We'd like to pray about it. You know, we're going to get a prayer about it. And I'll get with Dana, too, so we can kind of work with everybody here, because that's awesome that we can do that, get a brigade going in Minnesota here. So I know in Minnesota, this state here is one messed up state, and we really need prayers. So, and I love your prayer meetings, Coach, too. If we can hold some more prayer meetings, too.
That's a great idea. And you know what I need to do? We need to find an air prayer coordinator.
Yeah.
I can't do it all. Somebody's in charge of it, right? You're right. We need to be doing more of those kind of things.
We need prayer, Coach.
Yeah, we do.
Prayer, and we'll get something going here in Minnesota. I kind of admire what Ray's doing in Wisconsin there, and so we'll get we need prayer.
We need organization and we need prayer. So Ray, Spence has put in the chat over here, I see, all those Facebook pages, Salt and Light Brigade, Equal Justice Tour, Men and Men United. And then I was thinking of another one, but I can't remember. Oh, I had another one. You know what we need? We need a history lesson.
Hey, there you go.
Huh?
Because that's what they're doing.
Go back to the Equal Justice Tour. Can you click on that for me, Spence? Is that the one where we say indict Hillary? I need to do a history lesson with some of you folks. So you understand the Equal Justice Tour. We went to Chappaqua, New York, and we picketed outside Hillary Clinton's house. That's where I first met for the first time Randy. We went to the Memorial Day Parade. They're looking at us. Freeze that a second. They're having a Memorial Day Parade. There's Mark Trump's old truck down there in Chappaqua, New York. And we went there. And that's what those pictures are. Look at that. Look at that. Mark Trump fixed up his truck, Equal Justice Tour, indict Hillary. And we went there. We stood at the parade, and we held signs. Remember Benghazi. There's our truck. They're having a big, hey, I have a picture. Bill Clinton marched in it. Cuomo, the homo, marched in it. Hillary marched in it. And there's Doug Hagman on his knee. Do you see this, folks? This is the kind that we've gotten away from it. And I think we've gotten away from it maybe because of COVID. There's Hagman. Huh? Look, lock her up. Lock her up. Public demonstration of what these people. And Hillary, look at that. Oh, my goodness. Where is he? Where is Judd? What's happened? Where are these folks? Come on, man. Street activity works, or the other team wouldn't be. Put that picture of me and Doug Hagman. Oh, back up. Right over here to the right. There, right there. Doug Hagman came out. Well, I was thinner then. Doug Hagman came out and helped us indict Hillary. May 26, 2019. Hillary Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York. The Equal Justice Tour. Wow. We got to get back on this, huh? We got to get back to this. This is what we do. And we've had a lot of great impact on it. But, you know, a variety of things happen and all that. You know, the COVID, J6, arresting people. See, they did everything they could to try to stop us from doing this. Hey, Jared, Spencer, I'm going to send you $5. Folks, do you see this? Do you see this is the Salt and Light Brigade, the Equal Justice Tour, out of raising awareness to people about what the heck was going on. Yeah, big Norm Emmett was there with us. It was great. It was great. Okay, now I'm going to shut up. Let's talk here. Let's figure out what we're going to do rather than coming here every morning and complaining and moaning and groaning. Let's get our asses organized. Where you are. Let's get it organized where you are. You want to have some impact? Well, be the leader in Tennessee. Be the leader in Oklahoma. Be the leader in you do it, and we'll help you do it. Okay, let me see. Adam, come on in.
Hey, Coach. I was just thinking, and it's not really a novel idea or anything. You guys probably done it a lot, but maybe once a month on the same day, everybody who listens to you and supports your ministry, we can go out to our state capitals and stake them and pray around them and sing worship music around them or do whatever we can, you know, to enact the kingdom of God where we live in our locality. So,
amen, Adam, but here's the problem. We got to help you build a team around you, see. We have to help you build a team. That's the problem. Look, those of you who've been with us for a while, raise your hand out there if you went to Chappaqua. Well, you're not going to raise your hand, but a bunch of you went to Chappaqua. Bunch of you did. 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. I went there alone the first time that I went there. And then I went back, and that's where Randy is. Randy in here today? I haven't even looked yet. I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot.
Talked to Randy last night, Coach. He was pretty sick.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, Randy's the one, and I think I told you that story, went and laid hands on Hillary's gate, man. Huh? Yeah. And Steve Deck was out there. We had numbers. We made impact. And we had fun. We went back home. We got to get back to that, folks. Because look, here. If Dave Allison organizes something in Illinois, well, guys in Mississippi don't have to go up there. but as many guys as we can from the Illinois area can go there. And then somebody in Mississippi can organize one, and people down around the Mississippi area can go there. We have to help bring life back to these small groups. That's what we need to do. And Dave Allison, what? Oh, Michelle said Dave Allison lives in Michigan. I know that. Huh? It's cold timers. It's been cold all winter. I got cold timers. Sun's starting to come up here a little bit. Shelby, come on in.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Michelle.
I heard you. And so I'm super excited. You guys are just like, you're like roaring bold lions. And so I love coming up under your leadership. I just want to share a little bit of my own experience from how I've grown in Christ and just grown with wanting to share the good news. And so I bumped into JC. Actually, Coach, I had marched with you guys in DC when you were Minutemen with wow. Beth Dixon. And then I fell off the loop. Like you said, you know, what happened? You know, I got busy with life and kids yep. and et cetera. But long story short, move fast forward. JC's like, hey, you got to meet this guy. He's the coach. I told him some injustices I was going through. He's like, hey, pray for Dobemeyer. So JC plugged me in because he gave me an opportunity to get outside of myself and to look at others and start praying for pastor. Amen. And so long story short, you guys got me out staking, and then Refiner's Fire, it lit me up, and I started going into all these other churches, and I started seeing miracles everywhere. I seen pastors getting baptized that fought their whole lives, their whole 20, 30 years getting baptized. It was incredible, and just saw all these miracles, and so got hooked up with Refiner's Fire. And then so I started putting people in, and then I went to the courthouse up in Mount Vernon, and JC had the pastor up there that was in prison,
Bill Dunton.
I got the cold timers thing. Long story short, my car broke down this weekend, and I got hooked up with Revive Ohio. The amazing thing about you guys, and now because I couldn't go, Revive Ohio is like, hey, let's bring it to Coshocton. I'm like, they're like, do you know pastors? I'm like, no, but I know men that do. And yeah. So the important thing is, Coach, is that I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm a lover. And so it's not real hard for me to interact with people, but to get out there for the kingdom and to be offensive and defensive, you need a playbook. Whatever you can share with us that you've done that we can even emulate or, you know, just disciple us. If you can just get something in our hands, like abortion mill, how the heck do I go to abortion mill? You know, all these things, those are, you know, you're pros at that. I've never been to one of those. You know That's what I mean? Right. I've been on missionary trips around the world, et cetera. Been, you know, in different countries, but on my home front, yep. You know, I'm ready to dig in. And so I'm encouraged. You guys are showing me. You guys, yeah, glory to God, literally.
Shelby,
glory
I feel to God. Your zeal. I feel your zeal, right? I feel your zeal. So this is what we have to do that we haven't done. And Shelby hit it right on the head. We have to show people how to do it. They don't know how to do it. Pastors don't even know how to do it. So we have to come up with a little bit of structure, a little bit of maybe a booklet on how you do it, whatever. But the idea of going to 12 different states is to help you have an event that helps you organize in your local community. I found out this weekend when we went to wherever the heck I was up there in Wisconsin, Green Bay, up in Wisconsin, the room filled with young men. They're everywhere. The churches, they're falling through the cracks. Falling through the cracks. Can I give you my own testimony here? I don't have a local church that I consider myself a member of because there aren't any local churches that are where I am. I'm talking about me now, and I'm not trying to be arrogant. I don't go need to hear a sermon on Matthew 5. I'm a graduate student. You understand? I'm a graduate student. I don't need to go do that, because the whole time I'm there, I want to stop and say, wait a minute, what about this, man? What about this? And so we're giving Christians in our churches baby food. Baby food. When we're in the middle of a war, not only are we in the middle of a war, we're in the crucible, baby. Who knows how this thing is going to go? Trump goes in. Do you know this? Stop it. I don't care whether you like the guy or not. I don't care. He is God's man. How do I know that? Because the Bible says that God raises him up and God puts him down. Sometimes for good and sometimes for bad. But Donald Trump is God's man. Do you know, folks, that Iran, is that where it was? Iran, all of their battleships sunk. They had 12 of them. None left. None left. Now, I don't know what that means. I mean, people look at it and say, well, it's the end of days, and here it comes. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But they don't have a whole lot to do with me. I'm not going to hunker down and hide because I don't support what the president does. I mean, let's call to pray for him, not criticize him. Pray for him. Say, well, coach, he's off course. Oh, really? Are you praying that he gets back on course? Oh, you're not? This ain't hard, man. This ain't hard. Look, I've been, the zeal of the Lord's all over me, all right? It's all over me. I see David Arthur just popped in here. What David Arthur is doing is so freaking important. David, where's that video that you sent me yesterday? I tried to find that thing this morning. You know the one you're talking about, right, Dave? That little YouTube video?
It's on YouTube.
Can you stick it in the chat so Spencer can play it? See if you can do that. Because, folks, hey, our schools aren't going to change until we stand up and demand they change. They're not going to change. Churches aren't doing anything. Pastors don't care. So, therefore, the lefties come in, and the lefties wreak hell. And we don't do anything about it. So David put together, I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I don't know how David did this, put this video together. This is really good. Play just a couple minutes of it, of what this. Hey, David, hang on. Before we play it, how did you put this together? Because you and I, were we really sitting together when we did this, Dave?
Yeah, we did this together. We did a series of them. They were very short ones. Jeez. And it was just something that we did one day when I was at your house hanging out. And
that's my green screen.
Yeah, that's your green screen. Yeah.
Okay, so just play, folks. Just give it just a couple minutes of this, Spencer.
Folks, Coach Dave Dobbelmeyer back coming at you here with David Arthur of I Belong Amen Ministry. That's what a story he has. David's a former, I call him the Alphabet Man.
Yeah.
Because
former LGBTQ.
All those alphabets, man. He's one across the globe. And the lies that those that are involved in the promoting of this, I call them the homosexual mafia. We're going to try to tear down some of those walls here today, expose some truth to you. So we ask you to come along for a ride. IBelongAmen.com. It's David's, that's his website. IBelongAmen.com. I Belong Amen Ministries. Dave's a minister of the gospel now.
Go ahead.
You could think he was born that way.
Absolutely.
He was sort of hardwired.
By 8 or 9 years old, I was looking for it.
Yeah.
I was cutting school, going out, looking. I was hanging out in public bathrooms and at bus stops waiting for some dirty old man to come along and say, do you need a ride? And then, you know, what I started noticing, Coach, was that the male attention, the male affirmation that I desired, I was watching how women were receiving it.
Mm.
And so I kind of figured, like, well, maybe if I...
Maybe I need to be a woman,
maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's, you know, I desire that attention because I'm supposed to be a girl. And so the more feminine I acted, the more attention I received. The more attention I received, the more feminine I acted. So by the age of 12 and 13, I was putting on makeup and getting caught and getting in trouble for it and running away and sneaking out. And then by the age of 14, I was just a runaway, a homeless runaway, confused,
transgender teenager. All beginning with a sexual experience with a man who had his way with you.
Yes.
But David, one of the things that you share when you speak of your testimony, there are a couple people in your life, but especially your mom, who would never accept the fact that you were what you were.
Yeah, my mom never embraced it. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so blessed for that because she never would embrace it. She said, I had a son. I did not have a daughter. I will not call you Paige. You will not come to my home dressed as a woman. You will not wear makeup in my house. You won't even bring that
stuff in the chat. Put in the chat. This is powerful, folks. This is powerful. These are the types of things that only we are going to be able to initiate. Look, your pastor ain't going to do this. Your pastor ain't going to do this. And David goes through and talks on this video about how you get groomed into it. You get groomed into homosexuality. You get groomed into it. And unless we understand that you're groomed into it, then we're just going to think it's just another philosophy that we've come along with. Boom, boom. Dave, since you're in there, just take a couple minutes. Tell them, whatever, 2 minutes. Then we're going to move on. Hey, folks, I want to hear from you, okay? I'm going to shut up. If we have to sit here for 25 minutes of silence, then that's what we'll do. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Coach. So, one, that's where I got – that is when and where. That place right there is when and where I got the nickname Alphabet Man from you. So but, you know, it's what it's about right now. Is
LGBTQ, that's why I called him the Alphabet.
And then it went on, right? R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. But I am getting ready to go to Wisconsin and speak there. And Ray is trying to get me a couple things. And so it's just all good. It's just all about – and right now, like, all the way there, I got a brother that's going to share the ride with me. He's going to share the driving with me so we can get there. He's also my accountability when I'm on the road. And I'm going to wear my Ask an Ex-Trans t-shirt everywhere we go. And we're going to record and we're going to see what kind of opportunity and what kind of conversations that gets to start. Because that's really important, is that there's so many people with questions out there and so many people that are starving for information and for advice or something that they can do for their loved one, because everybody has a loved one or a friend that's trapped in that cult.
But okay, David. So listen, David. The Bible says no soldier goes to warfare at his own charges or at his own expenses. And Coach Dave Live just committed $500 for your trip. Okay.
Wow.
I'll get you the money, whether it's however we do it. We'll do that, and then these people in here are going to give so that we can supply your needs.
Thank
now
you,
listen,
Coach.
Hang on. I know he fell back. I know he did. But the message that he has, that we better wake up and understand the grooming that's going on with our children and our schools. Folks, we can't buy that testimony.
And Coach, let me say something about that falling back. I am so glad that I did. And the reason I say that is because it gave me so much more information. Right. And so much like it is impossible to be a gay Christian. And so it opened a door right now to me being able to speak to three different men that identify as homosexual, that go to church and think that they're gay Christians. And because I tried to live it, and I know that it's an impossibility to walk in a right relationship with God Almighty and claim that false identity, I'm better able to explain to them why it is just a perversion and how they got to the point where they are.
See, folks, it's a different kind of perversion, probably one we can't even understand. I know this. Most of you out there probably have the perversion to go out on your wife if you could get away with it. Most of you probably have the perversion to watch pornography if you could get away with it. David's perversion was just a little bit deeper and a little bit darker. But I don't know about you. I was rescued by the blood of the Lamb. And I think that same blood applies to a multitude of sins. And we have to forgive, but we have to, what? Have accountability. I got my eye on you. I got my eye on you. I will trust you. I'm going to verify. I got my eye on you. Hey, folks. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. The greatest thing that can ever happen is your testimony. Say, yeah, I used to think like you. Yeah, I used to think like you, and I used to do that, and I used to drink and drive. Yep, and I used to smoke. I never smoked pot, never did drugs. Huh? I used to do all that crap. And then Christ changed my life. He changed my life. That's our testimony. That's our testimony. And so we got our eye on you, Dave. We got our eye. Your testimony is so freaking valuable. But dude, you got to live it. You got to live it, man.
Every step. And I'm getting ready to do the Kilborn again in April.
They invited you back?
Yep.
Good. David Arthur ought to be in churches, folks. I'll be in churches telling people your kids are being, what they call that, groomed. They're being groomed. Everywhere you look, they're being groomed. Oh, yeah. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. Let me see. Who's waiting to get in here? Oh, my goodness. Jack hadn't been in. Don't go Jack and Jeff. They haven't been in here yet. Go, Jack.
Okay. We watched an hour of Bill Federer last night.
Oh, man.
On Lessons in Liberty, co-hosted by Gary Porter. They do it once a month. And we need to know how they did it and just do it again. We don't have to reinvent the freaking wheel.
Amen.
The abolitionists, he went from, in 1 hour, he went from 1700 to 1950 and showed how the church, how the good people ended bad stuff. And it was amazing, absolutely amazing. In less than, 7 years, the abolitionists went from slavery to free in 7 years because they said, we're going to kill it. We're going to kill it. We can do that with abortion. We can shut down this whole thing.
We know
there's, it's already been done. Let's emulate success.
Let's recruit, Jack. Let's recruit like-minded people, right? Let's call them out of those old dead churches and let's recruit them. Chad Estes says we pick up where the church left off. We are it. We are the Christian bulwark. Whether we want to accept it or not, it's us. Hey, ain't nobody else coming. It's us. It's us. Jeff Klein. Thanks, Jack.
Coach, you're exactly right. We need to get David in more of these churches. And I think now is the time to do it because people want to hear. I just met some people the other day. I was renting an apartment here. They go to that blue church out there where we did the breakfast years ago with Bill Rogers.
Yep.
This lady was on fire about David. She wrote down his website. I said, we can get him into your church. And they got about 200 people out there.
Nice. Yeah, do you have any idea how many people, they're heartbroken because their kids is homosexual? Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
Do you have any Christian people, folks? Do you have any idea?
All these Christians that go to I call it the blue church, their kids go to East Knox School. I'm like, oh, we got to get David in there. So she's looking at, checking it out online. But, we had him at Bladensburg three or four months ago. I mean, that's just a little country church, Church of God. Them people are just kind of prim and proper. And at first, when Pastor Matt said he'll have him in, I thought, oh, I wonder how these people are going to accept this. But I'm telling you what, they embraced him. Okay. They loved hearing that from him. And they still to this day, how's David doing? What's he up to? But, they talk about it.
Yes.
We'll have him back.
But okay, so listen. This ain't about David. God bless you, David. Right. I'm glad you're there. This is about us getting organized regionally and moving forward.
Well, I got one more quick thing to say.
Okay.
And just let everybody know. And Shelby will like this. The pastor that she met up on the square, Pastor Bill Dunphy, has been accepted into the Black Robe Regiment here for the state of Ohio as a leader. So we're getting ready to meet tomorrow night and we get a game plan on that. So I shared that with you the other day, but just to share it with everybody.
Michelle and I are doing our best to get there, man. We're doing our best to get there, right? Come on, man. Come on, man. Take a step back and turn it into a comeback. Let's get out there and let's get going at it. Shelby. Your hand's still up, Shelby. I don't know if you want to come back in or not. Mary Beth, you ready?
I just wanted to say, David, who of us has not fallen back? There's not many of us that haven't fallen back into the sin that so easily besets us.
The two greatest urges that a man has is the desire to have sex and the desire to eat. That's why we got a lot of porn addicts and a lot of fat people. The flesh.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
I know it's true. So two greatest desires that we have, the desire to eat and the desire to have an orgasm. Two greatest desires. And it's tough, man. It's tough. That's why pornography is so strong, because guys and girls, when I found out girls are looking at porn, I couldn't believe that. But what? They have this sexual urge that they have to get rid of. And so pornography is a way to do it. Go watch it and masturbate to it, and then you had your orgasm. And see,
And coach, the women don't want the husband anymore, so then that's what they have to resort to.
That's right. No, that's right. Or how about this? Do I have to say that, Lord? Okay, I'll say it. The woman gets so fat, the guy isn't attracted to her anymore. Or the guy gets so fat that the woman's not attracted to him. Right? Come on, man. Come on, man. Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. I live in Florida, and we have a couple of sheriffs down here that target online people that are looking for pedophiles. And what they do is they'll have a person on there, and when they when a person comes on and tries to make contact with them and wants to meet with them, they get arrested. Okay. My question is how I believe it's really important to not let your kids be alone on the computer.
Oh man, are you kidding me?
I just believe that that's one of the biggest downfalls of parents is they think it's great that the kids are learning how to use the computer and they go on there and do their thing, but they don't bother to supervise them, you know? And I think this is where a lot of this stuff happens because of the fact that kids gravitate towards certain things and they use language to bait people. And I just wanted to address that because I think the computer has been one of the biggest dangers that we've had, even though we do a lot of good things on computers, but they can be sources of really bad stuff. So,
amen. Amen. Thanks, Roger. Jeff Nares.
Hey, Coach. Hey, I just want to say that, you know, everybody that's got a platform, you and everybody that's out there doing stuff, they need extra prayer, you know that? But what I really want to say is all this talk about with David Arthur and the platform that he's getting and the attention he's getting and the opportunities he's getting, his is a different kind, and it needs targeted prayer. Yes. And everyone listening out there must keep him in mind and in activated prayer. Because his is a different kind. Maybe a lot of you don't understand that, but it's different.
No, not only that, Jeff, the sexual urge is so strong. You just can't will it away. You know, can't you will it away. It's a natural thing. That's why the Bible says that the men burned in lust one for another. Lust burns. So the lust is to the desire to have sex is still there. It's not as lustful when it's your spouse, but that is still there. That natural urge to reproduce is still there. It's powerful. Huh? Somebody said, a wise man once said, that at the moment of sin, in the mind of the sinner, God is dead.
Amen.
Huh? That's true, isn't it? Huh? When you're getting ready to do something that you know you shouldn't do, God might as well be dead. He has no influence over you unless you acknowledge it. Then they give you the personal willpower to say no. Flee immorality. Flee. Every other sin is outside the body. Immorality is within the body. Sexual sin destroys the body. Sexual sin destroys the body. That's what the Bible says. I don't know. All right, come on. You're sitting here. It's all yours. Come on in.
Well, let me get into free will. We're talking about this. So where does free will start and stop? You know, this. How about that?
Yeah, where does it start and stop, right? Right? Now, the Apostle Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am. The things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, I do." It's the natural sinful condition of the heart of man. Wretched man that I am. And I know this right now. Somebody else told me this. See the whole Epstein thing? Nobody told me this. I'm string of consciousness here. The whole Epstein thing here is he hooked rich men because rich men can do whatever the hell they want to do. And if they can have some joy, some physical joy, whatever, they're going to do it. And Epstein knew that. And he had these guys had all the money, these rich guys, they lured them in, this temptation. They're rich. They can do whatever they want to. And they go in and do it. And he hooked them. And Epstein controls the American government. And sit down, because I'm going to tell you this. Israel controlled Epstein. Sorry. The Mossad controlled Epstein so that Epstein could control America. How would Epstein control America? Well, because he bribed and brainwashed, whatever, all these rich people. And he hooked him, said, "Would be terrible if that picture got released, wouldn't it? Remember when you were in there banging that little boy? That'd be awful if that got released, wouldn't it?" And now a billionaire's in his pocket, or a senator's in his pocket, or a representative's in his pocket, or a governor's in his pocket. That's how the game's played, man. Come on in, Neil.
The one lady that spoke this previous year about the girls not making themselves attractive to the guys, it is incredible. If you go to the store and see how some people dress, I had years ago a lady say to me, she goes, what kind of a self-respecting woman goes to the store wearing pajama pants? You know, when a woman dresses modestly and respecting, you know, it leaves a little bit to the imagination. What are two things that do not lie? Little kids and yoga pants. So when you, when a guy is out there looking for a girl, he's first physically attracted to her. And if she's dressed nice in a modest manner, he's going to take interest, saying that her greatest asset is in her physical aspects. I want to get to know this person more. Then it's a little bit easier for the guy to accept the flaws or whatever. We all have flaws. I mean, there's none of us here in this queue are Mr. Universe or anything, none of us guys. But it was very wise of that woman, what she said previous.
Neil, that's why every time I speak, I want people to know I love my wife. I want them to know. Don't come dipping around here. I love my wife. Now, hang on. Get put in the wrong situation. Temptation is what it is, right? Flee immorality. You're smart enough to know when something ain't moving in the right direction. The Holy Spirit will tell you, run. Run for your life, baby. Run for your life. Amen. Where am I here? Anybody want to get in? Nobody wants to get in here? Huh? Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everyone, for your testimonies. And again, I can't help but, you know, give our personal testimony. Because when I started following Coach in about 2018, it took me about a year or so to really even get in the queue where I'd actually raise my hand and actually speak, which is interesting. The profession I had, I was speaking in front of large crowds of people frequently. So for me, it wasn't, I didn't have to get over that inhibition. But it was interesting when I finally got the courage, and I want to thank Jeff Klein and others that testified about how powerful it was to go and speak at a school board meeting. Yeah. To go speak at a county commissioner's meeting. And I told Coach, we don't realize, once you do it, you have to do it once. I know it's kind of nerve-wracking at first, and to get up and proclaim the gospel in front of a room full of people, but it's very empowering. I mean, it's a very, all of a sudden, man, when you realize you're doing God's will, God's work, all of a sudden it just really lifts your spirit, your soul. And you want to do more of it.
Amen, brother. You want to do it again. That's right.
The last thing I told Coach, they give you 3 minutes. Do you realize if you took 10 people to a school board meeting or a commissioner's meeting, and you all signed up to speak, you could preach the gospel to them for 30 minutes straight, and they couldn't stop you. Thanks. Let me share.
So, folks, you hear what he just said? If 10 of you went in there and got your 3 minutes at the school board, that would be a half hour of the gospel. And the people on the school board would understand there's some crazy Christians in this town. Huh? Huh? I could tell you some stories. I could tell you some stories. Nobody wants to come in and talk to me? You want me just to continue on? Because I hear all the time, Coach, you don't have anybody. It's all about what you think. Well, yeah, it is. It's all about what I think. It's about what I think. But I'm going to invite you into my table here. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, what everybody's agreeing with right here, right now, is you don't have to be the activist. Just show up.
Come and stand there and hold a sign. That's all we need you to do. Just stand behind all. Me. Okay, go ahead, Jack.
That's all. When Randy shows up at a school board meeting, when you're alone, it's difficult. You don't have to have somebody rah-rah behind you. Just stand up with them. Just show up, for goodness sakes. That's all it takes.
In fact, that's one of our techniques that we used to teach people is, dude, look, you just stand behind me. I'll do the talking. We're going to take 5 of you to the school board meeting. You don't have to say anything at all. You just stand. When I go up to that microphone to speak to the school board, you just stand up or come up and stand behind me. That's all you got to do. I'll speak. I want them to know I'm not the only guy who does this. See, we got to get back to that kind of training. We've kind of got away from it. Jack.
Yeah, it's really simple. When I show up someplace and it's just me, there's no power there.
No,
I mean, there's the power of God, but there's no power to the.
Yeah, they just have you down. You're just some old cranky old man. That's right.
Yeah, just old and crotchety. But when even the old guys show up, Bob Roy and Carl Dampf, if we'd have had five more people, we'd have really caused a ruckus when the Boys and Girls Club was holding it overnight with queers. See? But three
Jack,
of us
you're
showed
not allowed
up.
To use that word here. That's being very, very disrespectful.
No, that's their word. I took that from them.
Oh, I get it. That's
out,
true.
Out Maine. Out Maine is what's doing it. Okay. And they partner with the Indians. They partner with the Indian tribes. The Indian tribes in Maine control all the Boys and Girls Clubs. And they partner with Out Maine to tilt the gender-confused 12-year-olds for overnight training. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's some good overnight training. Hey, I'm running out of time here. Listen, quick, get ready, Randy. I'm coming to you, Randy. Hey, put again in the chat, if you will, the number for the contact for Kimberly. She wants to start a prayer covering. Okay? If you're interested in doing that, just take that there and email Kimberly, say, I'm in. I'd like to do that. And I appreciate you, Kim. Stepping forward and doing that. We need that so badly. Randy, come on in.
We do.
Yeah, Coach, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, I've got a bad connection. But, Coach, you know what we're learning? And we've been learning it since I've met you, and we're really understanding this, is we're not out just doing an agenda because it's the right thing to do, although that's very honorable. This isn't about social justice for us, Coach. This is about us learning how to express and to implement the kingdom of God.
Amen, brother.
That's what our mission is, Coach. It's to bring all of them, all of the government, all of the school, the education, everything, underneath the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's our goal. That is our mission, Coach. Yep. And that's why we're going to win out, because that we finally learned it ain't about our denomination. It ain't about our identities. It's something else. It's not about our egos. It's about the kingdom of God. Everything is, Coach.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They are teaching our children to be homosexuals, and we're sitting back paying for it and letting it go on. God help us, brothers. God help us. Jeff Klein.
Coach, just to prove what you just said is correct, 2 years of school board meetings here, I'd sign up for the 3 minutes, and I'd usually have 8 to 10 people go with me. I said, just carry your Bibles in. You don't have to say nothing. But eventually, after a few times of going, I had one or two step up and get their 3 minutes. I told them, I said, even nothing else, just go up there and read a Bible verse for 20, 30 seconds and then go sit down. Mm-hmm. So we had a few do it, but they would always at least go and sit. So that helped.
So Jeff, real quickly, because I know you've been at it a while. What do you see, Jeff, as the hindrance to the pastors? Why won't the pastors go? What do you think?
Because they have school teachers sitting in their church that work there. We got a couple in our church. Every church you go to, they got a bus driver, a school, a teacher, it's janitor, somebody works in them schools, and then their kids are in the sports, and they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to say nothing. They don't like it.
Because folks, listen to this. This is very, very convicting. If your kid's playing on the football team and he's a good football player, and all of a sudden your pastor starts talking about the public schools and how bad the public schools are, oh, my goodness, are you conflicted? Oh, my goodness. So that's why they don't talk about it. And, by the way, homeschoolers can play on the football team. We'll say that again. Your kids don't have to go to the school to play on the football team. Your kids don't have to go to the school to play on the basketball team. That's open to all children. How do I know that? Our granddaughter. God bless my daughter, Abby, and her husband, Morgan. They're homeschooling their children and then giving them opportunities to play sports in the public school arena.
Hey, Coach. Oh,
yeah.
And a lot of it, too, is you've got school teachers in there. They're decent people, and they attend churches in our community, but they don't want to say a word. And like Mount Vernon and Danville or East Knox, every one of the five school board members say they're Christian and attend a church in town. Nobody wants to open their mouth.
Well, Jeff, it's because they told us there's a separation between the church and the state, and we believed it. I got 20 seconds to go here, folks. Get a hold of Kimberly. Say, I'd love to do that. I'd love to be part of that. And secondly, if you're interested, well, you can start thinking. But you have to tell me now. We're looking. I'm looking for 12 leaders. 12 leaders in 12 states. If you're interested in being one of those guys, send me an email, because we're gonna get moving forward on that. Hey, thanks for being out there. God bless you. See you tomorrow.